Florida's two legislative sessions this year resulted in more than a dozen laws aimed at improving the lives of veterans in Florida. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien catches up with the executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs for a look at the new laws and what his hopes are for next year.
Of the 13 new laws, the one that got the most media attention was House Bill 71. It expands access for service animals used by people with physical or mental impairments, and it allows for a jail sentence if someone is caught passing off an untrained pet as a service animal.
When people abuse things like that, it diminishes the service that patriot has contributed to our country.
Many veterans rely on service dogs, according to Mike Prendergast, the executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs.
And it diminishes the community's ability to sort out and determine who the legitimate person is and who is using an animal and mislabeling that animal for illegitimate purposes.
Part of the problem? Prendergast says there is no one authority that certifies service dogs and their training, and there's inconsistency at the federal level on the use of service dogs for veterans with mental health issues. So Prendergast hopes that the federal government will adopt Florida's changes. He's meeting with U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Bob McDonald next month at a national conference.
I want to hand off a copy of the legislation and share that with him and see if we can get some acquiescence on the part of our federal VA colleagues to accept some of those things.
Prendergast has a lot of ideas for the future, but he's equally excited about the current new laws.
And one that I'm really particularly happy to see on there that someone has been asking for is that we take the fee on the driver's licenses and actually spell out the word veteran. And what that really means is that a veteran, whenever he or she wants to go into a certain business and be identified as a veteran, the cases of some of these businesses, they'll give a veteran a discount.
There are related laws. One gives vehicles with disabled veteran license plates free local parking at metered spaces. Another makes it easier for veterans to renew disabled parking permits. House Bill 329 adds Florida specialty license plates for women veterans and World War II veterans. Prendergast says several others are in the works for next year.
Like motorcycle license plates, we would like to have a menu of motorcycle license plates that are affiliated with military.
He says money from the veteran specialty plates contributed more than $2 million last year in support of the 6 state-run veterans nursing homes. There's a new law that gives family members using a veteran's post-9/11 GI Bill in-state tuition. Other laws expand veterans' courts in the state, make it easier to vote absentee from overseas, and establish a memorial honoring the 241 U.S. service members killed in the Beirut barracks bomb attack in 1983. Acknowledging the past, Prendergast wants Florida to be on the cutting edge for the future challenges that will confront veterans.
Those challenges from the burn pits, the oil fires over in the desert, the other environmental hazards that are over in Afghanistan and the environmental hazards that are over in the Iraqi desert that we've all been exposed to and that we're all going to have health challenges that will manifest themselves, whether it's 10 years or whether it's next year. We still want to be prepared for those health challenges.
For example, there's traumatic brain injury, or TBI. Prendergast says that the Florida Veterans Foundation, established by the state legislature, actually found funding to provide hyperbaric oxygen treatments for a limited number of veterans with TBI, even though the pressurized oxygen treatments are not a recognized treatment for brain injuries.
Whether they were a peacetime veteran or a combat veteran, that we've managed to get some folks exposed to that, and they've had remarkable recoveries from it.
Prendergast is calling on the VA and others to do research on hyperbaric oxygen treatments for TBI.
We need to explore the frontiers of medicine to take care of our veterans.
And he wants that frontier to start with Florida's 1.6 million veterans. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.